Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Property damage, Little Rock Road and North I-85. Also got a caller tip saying that there was an accident on Monroe and Randolph between those two, and the delays are heaviest going east on Wendover. So you want to watch out for that. Got a hit and run on West Brookshire Freeway at Beatty's Ford Road, as well as some slowdowns on Albemarle at Lawyers Road. And that's for another crash with some property damage, not tying things up too much.
Hope everything is going well in your world. You know, it's interesting to me, I tell you all the time how I have to resist getting drawn into some conversations on social media. It's very easy to get sucked into these things, isn't it? And I don't necessarily like doing that. A lot of times I just like getting the thing started and I just leave it alone and let it, you know, kind of breathe and let people have fun with it. Let people talk to each other. That's what I generally like to do. Occasionally, I get pulled in. One of the things that I continue to see, and I don't know if this is a new thing, it seems to be new from what I've observed, is there's a lot of effort on the left right now to validate their position regarding immigrants with Bible verses. And it's really intriguing because, as you know, the left has become much more violently, virulently anti-Christian in recent years. I mean, it's really over the top. By the way, you know what? You want to know what one of my pet peeves is on social media? When you post something on a subject and somebody brings up something else that has absolutely nothing to do with it. Well, what about this? It's like, what? What does that have to do with my post? I have a friend who is very, very diligent about this, and he will basically say, look, if you post something irrelevant to what I have posted here, then I will delete your post. I think good for him. Because the whole idea is to have a discussion. A sensible intellectual discussion. It's not to go distracting off to something else just because you want to make your point about whatever. So why am I discussing this? Well, I'm discussing this because this subject of immigrants has become a hot button issue for liberals to try to justify the position they take, which is that every single person on the planet is entitled to come to the United States of America and become a citizen. That really is basically the liberal position. They're entitled. So I was quite pleased when I saw that the administration is taking a stand here. And I know this is going to be vilified by people, but I think it's an appropriate stand. Let me give you some background on something. I happen to be married to a legal immigrant. And I remember very vividly during the process of filing for residency and citizenship, I had to answer specific questions, not just regarding my wife, but other family members we have subsequently filed for. I had to make the commitment, the promise, that these people would not be a public charge. In other words, they would not come to the United States of America and end up dependent on government programs. The whole idea behind it is they want to verify that if I'm filing for someone, I'm ultimately going to take responsibility for that person's well-being financially. Now, it's possible that paperwork has changed since I engaged in this process way back in the 90s. It may have changed. So the spirit of this has always been there. That has not changed at all. What has changed is a mentality that has become quite toxic, that somehow every single person on the planet is entitled to come to the United States of America and entitled to receive programs paid for by the American taxpayer. This makes absolutely no sense. So you can imagine the outrage by the left at what the president has done now, issuing a final rule on Monday that allows federal officials to deny green cards to legal immigrants who've received certain public benefits or who are deemed likely to do so in the future. Can somebody tell me what's wrong with this? See, the whole idea behind the United States of America is you come into the country because you're seeking opportunity. There's no guarantee. I mean, heck, there's no guarantee for me. There's no guarantee for John or Charles. Just because they're in the United States of America, there's no guarantee that we're going to, quote, make it financially. No guarantee. So why in the world should there be a guarantee to non-citizens that if they come to the United States, they will be provided for? Just in a practical way. What impact will this have on those people in Mexico, Central America? What's the impact when they see on the news some verification and validation of the idea that all they have to do is come across the border and they are home free? What do you think that would do? Well, if it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out, if you know you're going to be taken care of and you're not going to be kicked out, this is a win-win. Why would you not make that trek to get to the United States of America? Why would you not do that when there's a promise of cradle-to-grave provision? That's not what any of our founding fathers ever envisioned for this country, that this would be a place where people could come and literally ride the magic wagon. But that's where we are. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller is one of the people who pushed this, and I loved how Politico characterized this. Stephen Miller and other hard-line officials pushed this public charge regulation, the latest part of Donald Trump's vast immigration crackdown. While Trump has railed against migrants arriving the U.S.-Mexico border, the new regulation represents his most ambitious effort yet to restrict legal immigration as he gears up for his 2020 re-election campaign. Do you think this is a terrible thing? We're going to talk more about what this does and why, and the groups that are actually in support of this, something that I think amounts to common sense. Not too common now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ride home.
Back of the Vince Coakley radio program. I am trying to find this. It was a Facebook discussion. Oh, there we go. I told you about my super liberal friend that I went to school with in Indianapolis. In fact, I'm trying to find this now. There we go. This is, oh my goodness, they went into all of this? Before I go back to this political story, and you'll understand why I'm bringing this up in the context of this new policy position taken by the Trump administration. Now, my original post here, oh, I know what it was. I made a post here. Now, this is what I'm talking about. There is a Hillsong writer. Those of you not familiar, Hillsong is this church brand. I'll just put it that way. You know, they put out a lot of music. And there is a songwriter for Hillsong who has come public and basically said he's losing his Christian faith. All right? So that's the story. So this friend of mine, somehow, I don't know why he decided to put this in this story, quoted Exodus 22:21. Moses gives God's law. You shall not wrong or oppress a resident alien, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. Here's what I said to my friend Anthony. So, you're ready for theocracy? No, I'm for compassionate governance. And he goes on, and against hypocrites who use Christ's name to promote bigotry and hatred. What are you for? What are ready for? Here's what I said. Instead of throwing accusations, answer my question. The scripture you quoted was written to a Jewish nation operating with a theocracy. If you embrace that command, you need to accept all the others and the God who gave those commands. And this conversation went all over the place. It's like, oh my goodness. You know, it's just, and I can just feel the anger coming out. This friend of mine's angry all the time. Answer your question. I'm pointing out hypocrisy of Christian conservatives. That's my point. Folks like Mike Pence, Paula White, and others. Don't even bring Paula White into any argument of anything I would ever defend. That woman is a false prophetess. I'm just so sick of these people. And this is what bothers me, is when people are held up as examples of Christianity, and then I'm somehow supposed to defend every stupid thing that they say. Remember, she was talking about, Paula White's the one who was talking about how, you know, the ground of the White House is holy because she walked on it. You know, I'm really going to have to exercise a whole lot of self-control now. A whole lot of self-control. So what does this have to do? I think you know what it has to do with what I'm talking about here with the Trump administration position. Nobody, let me repeat this again, nobody is entitled to the resources of anybody else, period. This not only applies to welfare benefits, this also applies to the so-called right for people to have health care. Because health care is not just products. Health care is primarily services. It's doctors. It's nurses. You are not entitled to their services. You're not entitled to anybody's services. That's called slavery. Back to this public charge regulation, conservative groups, Heritage Foundation, touting the message as a way to limit immigration to self-sufficient foreigners who will not be a drain on public resources. I thought that's the reason I was answering those questions when I filed for my wife and other family members. I was making a commitment. To the best of my knowledge and ability, I am not bringing people into this country who are going to be a public charge. That's the commitment that I'm making. Are we backing away from that? What's so wrong about what the president's done here? I know, and there are people shocked right now. You're defending the president? Not the first time. I've said it before. When the man is right, I will stand with him. When he goes off the reservation into crazy world, with silly tweets and stupidity, I will call that out. But on this, this is just common sense. Unfortunately, there will be legal charges, legal challenges here. In fact, a coalition of public health associations, educators, and so-called pro-migrant activists. Can we just call these people what they are? They're in favor of illegal immigration. They're arguing it will force parents to forego essential services for their children. If you're going to need services for your children, don't come here. That may sound harsh, but I don't work my rear end off so that I can pay for people continuing to come into this country illegally. I don't. I'm doing the best I can to provide for my own, as every American should. But there should not be a blank check, not only for the illegals here right now, but basically to encourage who knows how many other illegal immigrants to come into the country and become a public charge. That is irresponsible. And yes, that is an invasion. You can call it whatever the heck you want, and you can show me I don't know how many Bible verses. But I am not obligated to provide for people other than my own family. There is no obligation for such. None. But again, I think it's really amazing how convenient these people are, these liberals, who want to rip out Bible verses from the Old Testament. You don't want to go down that road, because I can have all kinds of fun with other scriptures in the Old Testament that you obviously don't believe in, especially as it relates to marriage. That one alone will blow up your entire theology. I'd love to get your thoughts. Do you think this is reasonable? A reasonable step to take? To make sure that people who come into the country can take care of themselves and pursue opportunity. That's all we're asking. We're asking people coming into the country to do the same thing that you're doing right now. You're probably working. That's all we're asking. Come in. We're going to give you opportunity. But there's no guarantee of outcomes. No guarantee of provision. Is that cruel? If that's cruel to outsiders, then that's cruel to all of us too. And I guess none of us have a responsibility to work or to provide for ourselves. The government should do it for us. And we should all be takers. How would that work out if we had a nation of takers? Everybody. How long would that last? Some people just do not use their brains for anything else other than a hat rack. It's pathetic, isn't it? Love to get your thoughts.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Later in the broadcast, we've been talking about the possibility of red flag laws. What are these things? What are they good for? Any evidence they actually work? Well, there's a great piece that has been put out by two of my favorite people. John Lott. You may remember he wrote the book More Guns, Less Crime. And his co-author for this particular piece is our good friend, Congressman Thomas Massie. Mr. Massie will join us in the next hour. It's been a while since we have had him on this program. But again, just excellent work in highlighting how inadequate and really how foolish this is to think that red flag laws are going to solve much of anything. That conversation coming up just a few minutes from now, and we'll share some items from the text line from what we've discussed thus far with immigration. First, going to a call from Kevin. Good morning.
Vince, thank you very much, my friend. Listen, my mother-in-law immigrated over here from Germany in the mid-60s, and I have the greatest mother-in-law in the world. We don't see eye to eye politically, but we were talking about this just the day before yesterday when this came up about these restrictions I've put on the immigrants. Two of the restrictions when my mother-in-law came over here, she was married to a serviceman, so she was totally legally coming over here. And one of the restrictions was she must learn English within 6 months. And she has this piece of paper. There's about 10 of them that she had to do. And she actually showed it to me. She went and pulled it out. She's got a big old, she's an American citizen now. She's proud of that, but she loves her German heritage. But another restriction was she could not, for 5 years, have any public assistance whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something new.
You're right.
I mean, I wish I could pull that piece of paper out and read it right now so people would actually know. These are actually laws and rules that are on the books.
Why do you think they've been ignored so long?
For bureaucracy jobs.
Yeah.
It keeps people working if they don't enforce all the rules.
Yeah.
Why would I kick people out of the country when my job is to oversee what they're doing?
You know, I think the saddest part about this is the people who benefit most from this are the politicians.
And I agree 100%.
And they're the ones who certainly have no interest whatsoever in sending anyone back because these are future Democrat voters. That's what you're basically getting here.
And my mother-in-law, she despises Trump. She thinks he's an arrogant jerk. But she sees, why were these rules imposed upon me? And she's 75 years old now. And has never made more than $15 an hour, but supported herself and her children way after their father left. And she's, why did I have to go by all this, and now none of these have to?
Mm-hmm. Why do you think there's this disconnect politically? You know, not that she would necessarily support everything else, but on this subject alone, isn't this huge for her?
It's not fair.
Yeah, of course it's not fair. How does she explain every single Democrat is defending this?
She doesn't.
You can't do it.
She's 75.
Yeah, you can't make sense of it at all. I appreciate your call there, Kevin, and again affirming the point that we've made here that there's no logic here. There really is none. Let's go out to a call from Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
All right, sir.
My dad came over to the United States in 1925 when he was 5 years old. With his mother. His dad had to sign paperwork, he was already in the country, that they would not be wards of the state for, I'm not sure, it was a year or 5 years. My grandfather's brother sponsored him to come to the United States before my dad got here. He had to sign and pledge the same sort of documents, that he would take care of them and provide for them, and that they would not become wards of the state. This has been a provision apparently for quite a while, and I think if you probably go to Ellis Island and look at the museum there, you'll see just that. It's nothing new.
I'm with you there, Jimmy, and I think that what makes this very different is an element of enforcement, Jimmy. I think this is what's going to cause so many liberal heads to explode, that someone would actually follow through on this. Over on the text line, who is Paula White? Maybe we'll have a conversation about that sometime. God is very selective or bigoted for you liberals. If you don't do what he asked you, you burn for eternity. My goodness. Boy, that's a charming way to put it. Be careful, Vince. According to your belief, she's once saved, always saved. Now you're bad-mouthing your fellow Christian. I'm not really bad-mouthing my fellow Christian. What I'm doing is I'm calling out stupidity. It's one thing, and I think my brother Paul, who is an apostle, He had no hesitation calling people blasphemers and telling the rest of the Christian community to disregard certain people. He also stood up to Peter when Peter was dead wrong on some significant issues of theology. So this is not an attack on anybody. What it is, it's drawing a line in the sand and saying, this is outside the realm of orthodoxy. I'm not saying anything about the woman's salvation. I'm saying she's a false prophetess. That's what I'm saying. She might be fine in her relationship with God, but what she's teaching and advocating is heresy. I hope you can make that distinction. And that doesn't mean I have to hate her. But I'm not going to sit and listen to her. Same thing with Joel Osteen. I don't want to hear that garbage. I really don't. Boy, I'm really opening up a can of worms here, aren't I? Vince, I agree with you and most conservatives on the immigration idea. My dilemma as a Christian is, how do I show love to the people wanting to come here? According to the Sermon on the Mount, I'm to love my neighbor and those that persecute me. Absolutely. I think you answered your own question. Just love the people around you. That's all you're commanded to do. You're not commanded to love people over clear on the other side of the world. Unless God specifically speaks to you and tells you to do something to show love towards somebody in another part of the world or another part of the country for that matter, you're not obligated. This is what I can't get through people's thick skulls. That's why the scriptural command is to do what? Love your neighbor as yourself. Do you even know your neighbor? So here we have all these liberals want to talk about these people they don't even know, and they treat their own neighbors like crap. That'll preach, won't it? How can you love somebody you don't even know? So I'm going to be all bent out of shape and worked up. And don't hear what I'm not saying here. But I'm going to be all worked up about somebody who drowns with their children on the, their bodies are found on the shore. And I've got a next door neighbor who may be suicidal with other family members going through serious problems. And I don't know a darn thing about those people next door. But I'm going to spend all this time emoting about something that happened to somebody in another country. Come on, people, it's deception. Start with your own family and move next door to your neighbor. Think about your neighbor, your real neighbor that you can engage and relate to. That's where real love is shown.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, we're talking about common sense restrictions on immigration just based on a person's ability to take care of themselves. Is this an awful thing to set as a standard? Let's go out to Mitch in Spartanburg. Good morning.
Good morning. Vince?
Yes, sir. Take it away.
Okay.
I'm a first-time caller, but everything you've ever said on the radio, I've agreed with 100%. I've never heard anything you said that I could disagree with.
You're a smart man.
I have an immigrant mother. She had to go through that same process, and I think it's totally unfair, too. And I speak my piece when I'm around people about that whole thing. And I was also impressed to find out that when I was listening to you, I had no idea what race you were from. Not that it matters, but when I heard you're a black man and speaking like everybody of any race would speak about common sense things, I was even more impressed. Now, I hope to get the chance to meet you one day.
Well, wonderful. I absolutely appreciate your kind words, and maybe it'll be possible to accomplish that. So I do appreciate your call there, Mitch. Just stay tuned and just never know what sort of public opportunities may be there in the future. You know, one of the things that frustrates me about this issue, since you did mention the racial aspect of this, I think more and more of my fellow black brothers and sisters are figuring this out, how the Democrat Party is selling us out. You know, because what they're doing is they're wooing the new hot property, and I do mean property, is Hispanics. Because they know that these are where the future votes are. They already got Democrats voting. They already got most blacks voting Democrat. And, you know, they know many of us are not going to vote Republican anyway. Oh, we got them. We got to go after the future ones, the Hispanics. So it doesn't matter that we're selling out the people who probably have the most challenges economically. The key thing is we're focusing on the future. This is what they're thinking. The future, as in Hispanic voters. Speaking of using the race card, this is a winner. And, you know, one of my frustrations, and I think you already know this, I don't like talking about media bias. I say that because it's a given. I'm not going to whine about it because this is what I expect from CNN, MSNBC. They're not going to do their jobs. They don't practice journalism. It's propaganda. Nonetheless, MSNBC, CNN, and other major media outlets have largely ignored false claims by Senator Elizabeth Warren and Senator Kamala Harris that Michael Brown was murdered by a white policeman back in 2014. You know the narrative. The story: Mr. Brown, a black 18-year-old, shot to death in Ferguson, Missouri by Officer Darren Wilson, August 9th, 2014. Can you believe that's been 5 years? 5 years. Wilson claimed this was in self-defense. Protests and some eyewitness claims that Brown had his hands up when he was shot. You remember this. This led to the mantra, "Hands up, don't shoot," which was based on a lie. Physical evidence and supporting testimony backing Wilson's version of events confirmed that Brown actually attacked him, as in the officer. But now here we are in the 5-year anniversary of Brown's death. The 2020 Democratic hopefuls used the occasion to say Wilson murdered Brown. Murdered. Notice the use of language here. This is so irresponsible. You know what they're doing? They're grave diggers. They're digging up Michael Brown from the grave and using him as a political tool. See, this ought to be this ought to be soundly rejected and criticized for what it is. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say it. And I don't care that Kamala Harris is a so-called minority. Both of these people are reprehensible. They're using a black person for political purposes. That's what they're doing here. This is really disgusting, is what it is. Wilson, the officer, has never been indicted for any crime. And remember this, the Obama administration's Justice Department concluded after an extensive investigation, Wilson did not break any federal law. It didn't stop Elizabeth Warren from tweeting 5 years ago, Michael Brown was murdered by a white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri. Michael was unarmed, yet he was shot 6 times. I stand with activists and organizers who continue the fight for justice for Michael. We must confront systemic racism and police violence head on, you ugly old fool. That's what you are. You're a lying old fool. That's what she is. Elizabeth Warren. This is reprehensible. It really is. Ms. Harris. Michael Brown's murder. Again. This is slander, is what it is. You know what? I wonder if this officer has recourse to be able to sue for defamation. Probably not. Michael Brown's murder forever changed Ferguson and America. His tragic death sparked a desperately needed conversation and a nationwide movement. We must fight for stronger accountability and racial equality in our justice system. Shut up. This is so sad. It really is. Again, here these people are setting up their political campaign.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.